Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Mike Armstrong podcast show. And this evening or afternoon stateside, we're joined by Daniel Sternkler, who is a president and a serial entrepreneur. And he's a president of View3D.tv, as well as a number of other businesses. And we're going to have a little chat about entrepreneurship and business and life in general. How are you doing today, Daniel? You okay?
Oh, doing super. Looking forward to the new year.
Ah, oh, brilliant. And how is life treating you at the moment in Maryland, near Washington, D.C., the U.S. of A.? How are things going there?
Well, amazingly well, despite everything that's happening in the world. And we're looking forward to helping more people and more businesses.
Brilliant. So tell my listeners and my viewers on my YouTube channel a little bit about yourself and what you do at View3D.tv.
Yeah, well, been in the IT world, VR world, multimedia world since the 1980s. So we're actually a pretty old established company. And I actually have several companies, but we're mainly talking about View3D.tv today. But I'll quickly mention the main company that sort of started it all is ClearStart International, which is an IT company doing database work, machine learning, many different type of web technologies. I also have a music production company and View3D.tv, which is, as you can see from behind me, very diversified. We do more than use what's out there. We actually create new technologies, and that's what's really exciting. And also the newer technologies that we create, we use them in a practical way to actually help businesses grow. And that's our main thing. Is if you look forest through the trees, that's what we do. We grow businesses. That's really our mission. And we do it by having this technological arsenal of practical tools that we use in a practical way to help a company grow, get more leads, get more revenue, and so on. And occasionally you might do something flashy for PR purposes, but mostly what we're about is helping companies gain more leads, gain more traction in the marketplace, and do it in very unique ways that set them apart from everybody else.
Yeah, okay, great. So which are the products, the services, the solutions that tend to be most required or in demand of at the moment, since the world has gone into a more online state since the pandemic?
Well, I would say there are three main ones that are incredibly popular with clients. Two are different type of interactive video technologies. And one actually deals, the other deals with virtual reality, augmented reality applications. And all of these applications have just grown exponentially since all the various lockdowns and so on. People are realizing there's a captive audience of people at home. And there are ways to take advantage of that, and also ways to get your message out there that people can see, despite the fact they may be locked indoors and not able to go and visit a business. One of the technologies we have is an interactive video technology where people can choose their own pathway through the video. And it actually can become also used for interactive films as well and training. So it's not
is that a bit like those movies where you can choose the end and that sort of thing?
Exactly. We call it choose your own path, or some people are familiar with the choose your own adventure type books. So for instance, like an independent film, and you've seen some independent films on Netflix that use this technology. You might have a character, they're trying to decide they're gonna have a Chinese dinner or a steak dinner, and you'll see choices on the screen. You can click it, and then the movie goes on with that particular footage. Now for a business, you might have an intro video, and then basically on the video itself has several choices about what they want to learn about.
Depending on which division in the business they were interested in, they would fork in the road then from the introduction to the specifics of the sector or the division they were interested in, etc.
Exactly, because what's happened with video is people sort of make one video for like the lowest common denominator, and it sort of does a disservice to everybody. Whereas if you have a video where the viewer can actually choose what they want to see and how they want to see it, that accommodates so many more people.
So you could, I mean, you could produce, for example, like a video which was talking to, say, retail and wholesale, and has the same introduction and might have the same ending, but in the middle it goes off to a fork in the road depending on whether you're interested in the retail or the wholesale.
Yeah, exactly. And not only that, well, for instance, like we did a little video for a breakfast cafe. After the little intro, they say, hey, which one of our dishes do you want to try? And it could be like, you know, various omelets or pancakes. I click pancakes, I see a video showing what their pancake dish looks like. And then here's the part that's really great, is we then have a little pop-up that comes up and says, oh, please enter your email and submit it to us and we'll send you back a coupon. So the business just got themselves a new lead for their newsletter, or just help stay in contact with the person, and the person will get back a coupon, or of course it could be a case study, a webinar invite, and so on. So that's one sort of video that technology we have. Then
is that available on platforms like YouTube and that, or is that only available when, is it coded and it only needs to be, you know, placed onto a website or something?
Mainly it would be on a landing page, because of course YouTube and other social media doesn't actually have this technology. So it's actually, and that's the other thing, actually it's a good point. This is hosted on our servers, and one mistake so many people make is, yes, you do want to have a presence on YouTube with your video content, but for most people, do not embed that video on your website. And do you know why? Because what happens at the end of the video, YouTube says, oh, let me show you related videos. And guess what? Yeah. How often those related videos are?
Competitors. Yeah, you can actually stop that, though. There is a way of stopping that.
Right, but most people don't know how.
No, most people don't know exactly.
Or they may not have enough followers in order to have that functionality. So that's a huge mistake. And believe it or not, I've seen multi-million-dollar companies make this mistake. So it's not just small business.
Yeah, like Mercedes, and then next up is an Audi.
Yeah, exactly. So since we host the videos, that's not an issue. That does not happen. And also, I should mention that the leads that you get can automatically, from what I said before, it can go to your autoresponder, or if you don't have one, it can go to your email address, or we can send you the list of leads. Oh, by the way, Mike, would I be able to share my screen at some point to show off some of these things? Would we have time?
Yeah, you definitely can. You definitely can. That would make some unique content for me. So I'm always looking for unique content. Something I wanted to ask you, actually, do you have anyone offering your free 3D TV interactive video product in the UK at all?
I think we do have some reps there. But yeah, we do work globally. We're not just a USA company. In fact, in many cases, I think in some respects, we have more active clients outside of the States than in. What I find so interesting is that parts of Europe and especially Asia jump on newer technologies quicker than some parts of the US, believe it or not.
Oh yeah, definitely so. There are some parts of the States, I'd say probably East Coast, West Coast, that are quick on things, especially West Coast with technology.
Right.
But there is the big center bit of America would be a bit slower. And there are definitely...
Well, I think, believe it or not, we got like a lot of activity in Michigan and Oklahoma and Arkansas. Chicago. I mean, it's kind of funny, like some states you would think, they probably are, you know, laying back compared to others. In some cases, some of the middle America, quote unquote, actually jumps on things quicker because they're trying to compete.
We
actually give people a huge edge, because what we produce for them is something that's out of the ordinary to get some attention. And also, I should mention our technologies that I'll be talking about. We can actually overlay it on any video that you have that already exists. So we don't necessarily have to shoot new video or even produce new video.
Oh, that's good.
Also, we have so much library footage for various industries, and we can create our own graphics and animation that we can even create an interactive video for you without shooting one frame of video.
Yeah, okay.
Which is another huge advantage. So during these days of COVID, We don't even need to shoot the video. Now, obviously, yeah,
that's interesting for this point in time, right now, right here, right now. There must be people out there who want video, but they can't get a shot. So that would be a great message for you to make sure you are getting out there enough, because there's plenty of people who would need that right now, I would imagine.
Oh, exactly. And now, obviously, if you want images or video of your place, you know, that's something that you could shoot for us. Or send us images, or we have various, you know, partners all over the place. We're really all over the world that can, you know, shoot footage if need be. But we can take anything and incorporate it inside. If it's possible, if I have share screen rights, maybe I'll show a couple of these.
I think, you know, I might need to give you those rights, so just bear with me while I do that. So,
Now, the other thing that's great about, you know, to choose your own path type videos is we can put hotspots on anything. So, for instance, we did a video where we're showing you how to use the camera on a smartphone. And we actually put hotspots on the phone, and you can actually go through the process of clicking and learning how to use the phone. Or we've done it even for industrial equipment. So keep in mind that besides marketing and sales, you can do an awful lot with this technology for training purposes.
Yeah, okay. You should be able to share your screen now. And while you're having a little play around with that, what I was going to say was, you know, maybe I might have a proposition for you where you could produce an edited video for me speaking, because I want to become a global speaker, and I haven't got a video at the moment to showcase that. I could send you some images of me, and you could put some images, stock images that you've already got, to make an exciting show reel, and I'd be willing to market that for you as the producer of that content, and actually showcase what you do to my substantial audience, because I've never seen in the UK anyone doing what you're doing.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that offline, but in any case, okay. Here is I'll show the Breakfast Cafe video I was talking about. And also, I didn't even mention that we have all sorts of different interactive objects where you can place phone calls off the video. We can have pop-ups that show more information and so on. So here, I'll start this up here.
Welcome to our breakfast.
And here, I'll just pause it for a second. Notice right away, we have a button right here. Yeah. Where if I click this button, it could actually make a phone call, let's say, right to the Breakfast Cafe. Or yeah, it could open up a Skype call or open up a Zoom session. Or go to a landing page and so on. Oh, and what's
your multiple? Can you have multiple? Can you have three or four links at the top there?
Oh, yeah, many. In fact, I'll show you something that we did for a podcast, as a matter of fact, that you'll find interesting. Okay, so I'll let this play.
Cafe, we want to give you a special discount coupon to prove we have the best breakfast in the area. And we want to make it personal, just for you. So tell us, what breakfast from our menu would you most like to try?
Okay, so I'll say pancakes.
Everybody loves pancakes. Coming right up. Just let us know where to send your special discount coupon, and we look forward to serving you and your friends real soon. Where do you want us to send it?
So here I could type in my email address and hit, you know, subscribe, and then I can get back a coupon right away or whatever it might be.
Brilliant. And, yeah, good.
And here, maybe I'll show some excerpts from some other videos. Now, what gets interesting is that depending on the choice a viewer makes, the content they're presented with is context sensitive to their choice. And you'll see that here in this video that we did from Toyota. This is to help promote one of their pickup trucks. And the scenario is the guy's at home, he's bored. He's trying to decide, oh, geez, should I just stay on my sofa and watch Netflix all day, or should I have an exciting adventure in my pickup truck? Okay, so I'll play a little bit of this.
You're at home. The couch is calling. Thousands of channels are at your fingertips. But do you really want to stay inside? You could get out. Way out. The Forerunner is waiting. What's your choice?
So if I click on I'm a couch potato, we show a really silly commercial, which I won't do for time reason, which you can escape out of. But let's go to Keep It Wild in the pickup truck.
Good pick. Let's get out there. Now, what adventure are you in the mood for? Just click on one of those buttons.
Okay, so I'll do river kayaking.
Well done. River kayaking is a great way to keep it wild. About time to get off the beaten path and start an adventure of your own. You know your clearances are good, so crossing this stream won't be a problem. And to help protect the undercarriage from rocks, your Forerunner comes with
Now you see, since I chose river kayaking, I'm learning how the truck is protected from rocks and water and so on, where if I would have chosen another adventure, I would have seen information related to that choice. And as you can see, I can skip ahead if I want. I can go back and so on. And actually, later in the video, we had versions where you could actually see a map and select dealers in your area and actually practically configure and buy the truck right off the video.
Yeah, that's brilliant, isn't it? It's such a game changer, I think, you know, having interactive video. One for the interactivity, so the call to actions and the return on the investment, but also just as well to be, you know, innovative and different, because marketing is about standing out and, you know, it just looks different because it is different.
Exactly. And here, like for Guyam, we did something that was kind of interesting. It was sort of a video that was almost a rough copy of their website, you know, where you have a typical main page and your various menu options, except in this case, it's video oriented. So watch what happens when I'll play like the intro video.
What is Guyam TV?
Now, if I click on Truth, you'll see that option come up.
Guyam TV brings you streaming.
What is Guyam TV seeking truth?
What is Guyam TV live healthy?
And you can see how, you know, seamless all the various transitions are. And then I could click here and actually get a trial offer to try that video service. Okay, here I'll show partly real quick here. Like for Samsung, we did a video.
The Samsung Galaxy S6 makes capturing high-quality photos faster than ever. You can open the camera with the camera icon, or you can open it with the quick launch feature that lets you open it from any app or screen by pressing the home button twice.
So now with these overlays, I can actually try to learn how to use the camera. In fact, what was really cool is I showed this to somebody and she was like, oh, I didn't know I could do that.
So I can actually point. So you can point to like when it's got a remote control and stuff, you can point to different bits and then it'll talk about the different bit, like, you know. So this would be great for, you know, explaining the features in smartphones and that sort of thing. So that, a lot of people don't always get to know what the phone does because they haven't got time to read the instructions, except that.
Yeah, exactly. And obviously the same thing could be applied to, you know, how to work a stereo, how to set up your printer. I mean, it could be applied to anything. And as you can see, we have many.
Have you thought about, I don't know if it's something you've thought about or not, but you know, you've got a Zoom background, which is just an image that you upload, yeah? You couldn't obviously make a video as an image upload right now, but you probably could if you spoke to Zoom and got a partnership with them. Have you thought about that at all? Because obviously that's...
No, I have video backgrounds all the time. Yeah. I'll switch that later and show you when I talk about maybe VR, AR a little bit. And then obviously we can do whiteboard videos and various animations like this. Of course I need help. Anyway, that goes on. But let me show you something maybe a bit more dear to your heart, which is we enhanced a podcast video. Now, so often when you do interviews like what we're doing now, people rattle off all kinds of links. You know, they say, my website is view3d.tv. You know, my LinkedIn is linkedin.com/in/clearstar. And you just can't keep up, you know, with someone saying all these links, you know, facebook.com/view3dtv. So our solution is that as they rattle off their links, we can actually put buttons on a video where you can click on them and go right to the link that someone is talking about. And then, of course, you can add it to your favorites immediately. So I'll show a little bit of this interview, and I'll skip ahead for time's sake.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Take 5. This is Part of Times. My name is Rick Whedon. I'm who's an executive coach.
Anyway,
well, Rick, you know, one of the things that I've found as a coach is that
button.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, it's good.
Oh, I'm on her LinkedIn page.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And I can go back, and if I want to buy her book, boom, I'm on her Amazon page. Suddenly, that podcast is like 10,000 times more useful.
Yeah, definitely. And I've actually been in and out of a new social media platform at the moment called Clubhouse. I don't know if you've heard of it or not, but they've got profiles like LinkedIn profiles, and they only connect you to Twitter and Instagram. And actually, being able to put a video on and then be able to link to all of your different links would be a great solution for that profile system, as it would be for, you know, most social media platforms.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Now, I guess let me now talk about another interesting video technology that we have that we call dynamic personalized interactive video. How's that for a mouthful?
It sounds a bit of a mouthful, yeah.
But it's a mouthful that grows your business.
Yeah.
And what's very interesting about this type of technology is besides having interactivity, of, you know, buttons and pop-ups and so on, we can actually integrate your autoresponder CRM database information into a video in real time. So if, you know, if you have like first name, last name, wife's name, etc., that can appear in the video. So if you're doing an email campaign, when someone clicks that link, it'll look like the video was made for them. But more uniquely, besides able to do that, we can integrate social media profile information of a viewer when they give their permission into the video in real time. So for instance, from Facebook and LinkedIn, we can get a viewer's name, their email address, their location, and their image. And we recently actually just did a huge upgrade to our technology where we now have dynamic voice, where now the content can be actually spoken. So not only will you see your name in text, you actually hear your name spoken, as well as it could be your location and so on. So we can create one video that hundreds of viewers, thousands of viewers, millions of viewers would see their personalized information in the video and make it feel more at home, make it feel like this was actually created for them personally. And then more importantly, as you'll see in this demo I'll show, you can actually see a lead capture form right on the video, and their name and email address will be automatically filled in. All they have to do is hit submit and they're done. And as you know, for marketers, those lead capture forms where, you know, you typically ask for, you know, name and email address, that's a huge friction point. People hate filling those in. Well, with our technology, they'll see the lead capture form right on the video. They'll see their name and email address. And then if they choose, they can hit submit. You just got yourself a new lead. And then once again, you can email back, you know, coupon, case study, webinar invite, newsletter, etc. So for instance, I'll show, here's a video we did for a company in the remodeling industry, and we'll show you how this works. In my case, I already gave authorization to share my information, so I won't ask that. We can have you try it, Mike, and then you'll see how it works.
Do you need a special...
So here it's showing my image and name, for instance. The video does not have that burned into the video. It actually grabbed it from my social media profile because I gave my permission and is inserting it into the video in real time.
Utilized service, Daniel.
We're a team of trusted professionals.
With years of experience in our field. friendly and responsible. Our reputation is unbeatable.
We have locations in the Silver Spring, Maryland, area.
We will ensure all of your service needs, Daniel, are taken care of quickly and expertly.
Daniel Stinkler, please submit your name and email, social@view3d.tv, for more information. Thank you.
And as you can see, there's the Lee Casher form. My information is already there. I hit submit, I'm done. And the business just got their new lead, and the customer will get back whatever you wish to send back to them.
Yeah.
This is huge. I mean, we've had people call us. In fact, it was really funny. I had one client call me back, and she said, "Daniel, I got some really bad news for you." I was like, "Uh-oh, what happened?" And she was like, "Oh, gosh, you know, ActiveCampaign just emailed us. We have to upgrade to an enterprise version of their service because we just got 20,000 leads. Thank you."
So they could just press the submit, but they're good day from...
Right. And then their information, you know, you'll get their information and they can get back a coupon.
Which social is it plugging into? Is it like Facebook, is it?
Either Facebook or LinkedIn.
Okay, yeah.
No, either one.
Yeah, is that for the B2B and B2C markets or just because they're the two platforms you happen to link to?
Yeah, well, they're most widely used. And also, it took a while to get permission to make all this work, etc. I guess offline, or I don't know if you want to do it now, but you can go to this page, view3d.tv/TVD, which stands for personalized video demo. And if you go to view3d.tv/TVD, that's Paul, Victor, Daniel, you'll wind up at that page. And what will happen is when you... eventually, you'll see it'll let you play the video. You'll be asked to log in to either Facebook or LinkedIn, and then you'll be asked to authorize our video player, and then your information will be integrated right into the video. And I can show
PVD / at the end of your web domain, yeah? PVD.
Yeah, I don't know if you really need the / at the end, but it's the view3d.tv/PVD, Paul, Victor, Daniel.
Yeah, okay. All right, I'll have a look a bit later.
Hello there, Daniel.
Need your pet. Largest selection in the Silver Spring area.
To increase your revenue, check out the view3d.tv website.
So, and also, as you can see, we have many different voices. These are a combination of what we call neural voices that sound more human-like and some standard voices. Not only that, we have up to 47 different languages. And that's something else that's important for businesses to think about, is think beyond your borders. Not only your location-wise, but maybe in terms of your perception of who might be customers around you. For instance, we shot a video before COVID mania here for a client, and we said, "Hey, why don't we shoot it in Spanish too?" And they were like, "Oh, we don't do business in Mexico or Spain or wherever." And I was like, "But there is a huge Spanish speaking community in the area. You should market to them too." And they're like, "Oh, that's an interesting idea." So we actually did that. We filmed it both in English and Spanish. And to everyone's amazement, they actually got more sales from the Spanish-speaking community than the English-speaking community. Something you may want to keep in mind.
That's because there's probably much less competition because no one else in the area done the same thing. So that is why target marketing and niche marketing can work really, really well. Just on that, by the way, I've got a friend who's a voiceover artist in the UK. He does from 4-year-olds up to 40-year-old voices, different English accents and Welsh accents and all that sort of thing as well. So if ever you need some help in that, I do know a few people in that area. So you might want to expand your voice catalog.
Oh, yeah. No, like I said, we're up to like 47 languages, with the AI voices. But yeah, also we use real voiceover artists as well, especially the budget allows for that. Because no one beats a person in terms of expressiveness. And obviously in Europe, it's even more critical to think in terms of multi-language content. And also we can do closed captioning on the video, and the closed captioning could obviously be different languages, or have the choice of different languages. So that's something you really need to keep in mind when you're doing marketing.
I think I think for European-wide businesses, the fact that they can have one video but then put different voices, different languages over it, would save a lot of money, wouldn't it, in video production for someone who was European-wide and wanted, you know, a video for each language.
Right, and then, you know, as you can see here, we got a couple different niches. In fact, we kind of rotate what videos we put up here. Also notice that we have sharing buttons. Where you can actually share the video to social media.
Yeah, that's like the blog sharing buttons at the bottom.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, in fact, we have many more selections.
Yeah.
And then depending on the platform, it might be the typical where you'll see an image that you, like a thumbnail of the video that you click on that then goes to the landing page. And by the way, on Facebook, one thing that is allowed right now is on your business page, if you have 2,000 or more followers, you can actually embed our videos on what's called a Facebook tab. And that's something people can ask me about directly.
I got one of those. I got a page called Welsh Biz, and it's got about 4,500 followers on, et cetera. So we'll have to chat about that as well off air, because I have a platform where I can market that to a lot of followers in Wales, which is where I'm based. So. You know, and people in Wales like to buy they like to do business with other people in Wales if they can, you know, like a lot of places. So, I think this would be very popular for quite a lot of people, you know, who use a lot of video because it's different and it's more interactive.
Right. And also, yeah, just to show, like, if you want to get to this video content off our website right now, in fact, we're in May. In the middle of revamping our website, but off the marketing page is where you can find these various.
I was going to recommend you to revamp your website because I think you're doing such innovative products and videos, etc. But the site is starting to look a few years old.
Oh yeah, well we're so busy doing work for everybody else. You know how it is, the shoemakers without shoes. But
But obviously, what you really want is a site that shows your cutting edge, because you're cutting edge with your product and people are going to have a mismatch. They wouldn't necessarily think that. So I've got a couple of suggestions, actually, because I'm a bit of a sales and marketing consultant, and you know, I used to sell high-end solutions to corporate companies, and some of your products are aimed at corporate companies, but in order to sell to them, you just got to portray that corporate image.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is actually one of our landing pages that we had set up when we were doing a marketing campaign for various companies about our interactive video along the lines of the choose your own path type technology. So we had this put together, and that's been really successful.
Yeah. Just to remind you as well, we'll have a chat off air. I'd like to speak to you about a number of things, actually. But one of them as well is a friend of mine has got a website called VidBiz, where he promotes business websites videos promoting businesses. Just like a bit like a LinkedIn, if you like, but for videos.
Okay, great. Oh, actually, I should mention this link, that if you go to view3d.tv/links, how original is that? You'll get to a little landing page where you can schedule a consultation with us or see the various different demos that that we are putting out publicly. Also, like I mentioned, we do things with so many other technologies, like even a simple thing where we display a PDF more like a coffee table book versus a document that you scroll through, which I find to be such a pain. So like here for this photographer, notice it looks just like a book where you turn pages.
So is that for turning a static PDF into a more like an interactive catalog?
Exactly. And also we could put videos in here.
And links. You could put links into different parts of it and that sort of thing.
Exactly. Oh, and actually, something else maybe I'll mention here. Here, let me get off the share for a second and make sure I find the right link. Is we also do a lot of interactive 360 type videos. Oh, yeah, maybe I'll show this one. And they also can have videos within them and various pop-ups of information. So it actually makes 360 much more interesting. Here, I'll show this type, for instance. When here is for a particular store, so I can click on this coat, for instance, and find out more information about it. And then I can even buy the coat right off that page.
Brilliant, brilliant. Well, my friend who does the VidBiz, he also has a load of websites where they create microsites for retail shops, yeah, where they highlight what the shop's about, etc. You could do a video with the shop products and how they can buy the products as an add-on to his site. And he's got loads and loads of customers and loads of sites. He sells franchises all around the world. And so I'll definitely connect you to Paul Nash, and you need to be speaking with him.
Yeah, and you can get coupons, you know, by clicking around. You can get, you know, see reviews of the store. You can even go to, you know, another floor, another part of the store, for instance. You know, buy a shoe, and so on.
That's fantastic, isn't it? Yeah, it's fantastic. I love it. I love the 3D videos there. They're brilliant.
Yeah, actually, that's a whole other thing. Maybe I'll talk about another time, but we actually do shoot video in 3D as well, and especially the 360s as well. So here, for instance, I can click on the TV.
Yeah.
And I can actually get a video about it.
Yeah. Congratulations on purchasing a new Toshiba TV.
In fact, we've actually done 360 videos where basically, like a furniture store will have a showroom, and we can click on a cell phone, find out more information about it. You know, just like you saw with the shoe store, the clothing store.
Yeah.
And also for real estate videos.
I was going to say, have you done any for any attractions like museums and that sort of thing? Because obviously some of those are struggling at the moment. So it'd be a great time to put some of them online in these videos.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And
have you had any inquiries from those?
Yeah, we have some things in progress, actually, in that whole area.
Okay.
Oh, here, now, you were asking about having video in the background. As I mentioned, we're involved with virtual reality applications.
Yeah.
So now you can see behind me, actually, footage that is shot from what we call a spatial conference.
Yeah. So how do you get that as your background on Zoom? Because obviously Zoom allows you to upload images. So is that like an image or what? How does that work?
No, it's an actual video. When you choose a background, they do actually give you the option of choosing a video background as well.
Do they?
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't know that at all. I've never seen any video. I've seen static. I've never seen any video background.
Yeah, you just have to, when you hit that plus sign to load, it actually has add image or add video. So you can definitely do that. Or like, for instance, like for the holidays, you know, I had a little festive background there.
Okay. And how much do you charge for video backgrounds for Zoom?
Well, actually, we have clients that we work with. We sort of have some fringe benefits when they do a lot of projects with us. You know, we construct things like that. It just depends on what it is. Okay. Know what they want. Because, yeah, obviously, we do a lot of graphic work. We do a lot of 3D animation. Actually, that's a good point. Maybe I should show some of that.
Can you do like banners running down like they do on StreamYard and things like that?
Oh, definitely, of course. Yeah.
I suppose you could do anything, whatever you put into the video. And can you wouldn't be able to make that interactive though, would you? Because it'd be in your background, but the link wouldn't work, I guess, would it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no. In this case, we just like doing. See, that's the one complaint I have about normal video is I call it passive video. Yeah. For instance, we do a lot of work with coaches and people do courses online. And a lot of the course content is what? A video. You hit play and you watch it, and you know, people kind of doze off and they get bored. So what we do is we take those videos and then we make them interactive, where now maybe you're asked questions and then your answers are tracked.
It keeps the watchers and the learners more engaged, so they can't disconnect.
Exactly. Not only are people more engaged, but they have better retention of the content that they're learning.
And yeah, because if you're half asleep, it's not going in, is it? It's not being remembered. Whereas if you're actively engaged, then you're going to be able to be more active and more in, you know, be able to remember it better.
Exactly, and it makes a huge difference.
Yeah, well, I've got a mastermind group which is full of speakers and coaches and podcasters and all of that as well. So definitely, we need to find out how I can leverage my contacts and connections to help you sell more of your tech, because I love tech and I love telling people about tech, etc. And I love anything that helps people with sales and marketing, which yours does too. But I think there's definitely a collaboration that we can do, and I'm always looking for affiliate and reseller partnerships where I can promote good products to my audience and my connections. So you know, that's definitely something I can help you with.
Oh, that would be super. Here, I'll show another 360 real quick. Yeah, we have referral awards that we pay people that refer us clients. And it's done on various levels. In terms of, you know, how prepared is that client to talk to us? Not only that, but the and size of project, obviously. So here, for instance, I can click on these lamps and find out more detail about them.
Mm-hmm. Did you say, do you offer CRM systems with automated mailing and all of that as part of your product offering as well?
A link up? We actually do have our own system that we use in-house, but it's not something that we've sold. But we integrate with all the various auto-responders out there, MailChimp, MailVO, which I like a lot, ActiveCampaign. There's so many.
Have you ever taken it to Infusionsoft and those sort of people who do the big campaigns?
Infusionsoft. Also, we can set things up to work with Zapier. Some people are familiar with that, where basically you can send things anywhere.
Okay.
Oh, here I'll show you a little video. This is a little example of augmented reality, where we have someone would run an app on their phone, for instance, and I might point it. In this case, I have a little comic here. And I can actually make a 3D model of the airplane that was in the comic appear above the comic. And as I rotate the page, I'll see all the different perspectives as though I actually have a model on top of it. And then also, you'll see a little bit later in the video, I'll skip around, I guess, where we can actually play video off of paper.
Okay.
So here we go. So there's my little airplane. And you see as I rotate it, because we're doing motion tracking, I can actually see it from different points of view. Oh, here, I'm gonna turn the sound on. Where is it on?
Oh. And I'm a fan of all creative people who do cool stuff.
I'm a fan of cosplay and coming to Comic-Con, and bad jokes and good cards.
So a printed document can now be extended to be a multimedia triggering device. You know, some people are saying, print is dead. Well, we just brought new life to print. So, for instance, maybe you have a brochure about a product of some sort. So people can read the brochure, point their tablet, their phone, their webcam at it, and then see a model of that object, or maybe a model of a resort or a building.
Also, print's not dead anyway. As less people use it, it becomes more effective for those who stick with it.
Yeah, exactly. So I thought I'd just kind of show little bit of that.
You're doing some really, really good stuff, and I like a lot of what you do. It's good.
Yeah, well, thank you. We're very, very diversified. Oh, here's another fun page that we use for people to connect to us on LinkedIn. It's view3d.tv/thanks for connecting, or you will see it off that view3d.tv/links page, where you'll see your name and image and different things appear here. And we send that as a thank you for people that connect with us.
Yeah, do you do, so that video is for people who connect with you. Do you do that as a product, you know, the thank you videos or the, because I think a good product, which would work well for you as well, is a lead referral video, you know, so people's bought something after a sustained period of time, to, depending on the product, you ask them, okay, what did you think of your product? And can you recommend, you know, that type of interactivity, which I think a lot of businesses miss out on.
Oh yeah, we do a lot of that. In fact, even my, when people connect with me on LinkedIn, I usually send this link to them, and we always get great responses back. Or we actually did a Happy New Year video that we sent out to people that had a little surprise at the end. And every person we've sent it to on LinkedIn, sent us amazing compliments back. And so that was really neat.
Good. Yes, good.
But anyway, we do, we pay referral awards when people refer us clients. In fact, I have somebody, actually it's on top of my mind because I just sent her a big check, a single mom in Detroit who's just been killing it for us. Yeah. And she loves the fact, and this was even before COVID, she loves the fact that she could stay at home and be with her kids. Yeah. And she happened to have a lot of contacts, sent us lots of clients. Not only that, they're actually pre-qualified. So just about everybody she sent us, they were ready to go. Also, we partner a lot with other video production companies.
I was just going to say, I know quite a lot of creative agencies. So, you know, other branding companies, marketing companies, creative, which could send you a lot of business.
Yeah, and also we work with a lot of social media managers or, for instance, on LinkedIn, there's so many consultants there that say, hey, we help, you know, get you leads on LinkedIn. And many of those people are you know, work very closely with us once we get introduced to each other, because now they have a whole new way of getting leads. And the same with Facebook. And actually, something interesting that's occurring is, you know, Apple and Facebook right now are at odds with each other. And Apple is going to require users to basically okay different pixel tracking and different things from Facebook, that Facebook and Apple are sort of locking horns right now. And Facebook obviously is against these additional requirements, and Apple is saying, oh, we're trying to do it to help, you know, protect privacy of our people. And you can argue back and forth, you know, who's right, who's wrong. But what's interesting is it leaves us unaffected, because people have always had to give their permission, for our personalized videos to share their info. And we'll be about the only method left standing to allow people to get names and addresses from Facebook viewers. And that puts us in a pretty unique position, to say the least. So there's a lot of social media managers that we work with who are aware of these changes that are coming. And they're all really happy that they're working with us, because we're going to be about the only method left that will work more seamlessly with people. Because once someone gives permission, they're not asked repeatedly each time. However, at any point, they can always opt out. And that's one reason our technology got also approved by Facebook and LinkedIn, because we're totally GDPR compliant and also compliant with various rules in California, which is even more strict in some respects than GDPR is. And also, maybe I should mention, because some people get scared when they see that we're working with Samsung and Toyota. One of my passions is bringing this technology, bringing it to small business, and also bringing down the cost of small business. And one reason we're able to do this is thanks to our larger clients. So our interactive production costs actually start just in the several hundred dollar range and up. So
okay,
this is not something you need to spend thousands of dollars, you know, just to get started with. And so that's something else I wanted to point out, that we're making it as affordable as possible. And then obviously people who buy multiple videos getting a major discounts. And also with marketing companies, PR, ad agencies, and so on, or people who want to do a lot of referrals with us, we actually can set up a white label program where if they buy so many videos in advance, as far as their clients concerned, they did it, and view3d.tv doesn't necessarily need to be visible to their clientele. And we have an awful lot of people that work with us on that type of basis.
Okay, brilliant. Well, if you can stop the screen share now, that'd be great.
Oh, yeah.
You've obviously given lots of ways that people can get in touch with you. Which is your social media platform of choice that you like to send people to?
Well, I guess it all depends on what they're comfortable with. I mean, we're on every social media platform you can think of. But I guess mainly, people contact us on Facebook or LinkedIn, facebook.com/view3dtv, or on LinkedIn, linkedin.com/in/clearstar. And obviously on our view3d.tv website, or maybe the view3d.tv/links, where you'll see a link there. To schedule an appointment with us, or off the main website, we also have a contact form as well. And you can also reach us at 443-270-0582, which is the U.S. method of saying the phone number, and international, I guess you'd have to dial whatever codes you need to access a U.S. phone number. Yeah. It's just the front. A one and maybe a zero something.
Zero 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 one. I think it is, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah. But obviously, and we are on all the video platforms. We're on YouTube and Vimeo. We're all over the place. Twitter.com/view3dtv. Common platform there.
Have you got a YouTube channel?
Actually, we don't put a lot of content up there. Something we wrestle with at times is, how much we want to show publicly and how much we want to sort of keep, under a hat. But that's one reason we haven't really revamped the site, because so often we sort of hold back sharing. But recently we decided to share this more publicly besides our major partners, and especially due to COVID. My mission has been trying to help rescue companies and keep them growing, or at least sustaining, where they are instead of closing. And we've been able to do a lot of rescues, and that really makes me feel good.
Yeah, well, have you got any buy online products, or is it all going to be through, they got to speak to you and deal with you first?
No, it's they would have to contact us, because obviously everything is custom.
Okay.
Now, one thing we do have, like, for instance, you saw the Breakfast Place video and some of the other videos. So essentially, thanks to working with various clients, we do, in a sense, we can say have templates for various industries, like a handyman or real estate and so on. So it's possible that some of our templates that we've already done with some minor modifications would be great for you. We don't necessarily need to create something from scratch.
I would recommend creating some of those off-the-shelf template emails, with a form clicked from a link in your video, having the videos as a landing page with the videos on, with a form within the video that says buy now, and then when they click the buy now button, it takes them to a form, but it just says put in these five things or whatever the five things that need to be different, and so you actually make it as it's very easy, quick setup, which means you can bring your price down because it's not taking you a lot of time, And I would mass market some of those template videos. And actually, if you SEO your website well, which I've got a very well operated SEO website in the UK as well, you could put those products on and they would just be automated products, and you could actually get them being mass market, because the cost would come down massively, because it's just a template product, and there's loads and thousands of cafes and restaurants who would use that template. There's thousands of real estate people who can use that template. There's thousands of tradespeople who could use that template. And actually, there are certain price, there are certain industries, like some of those industries you mentioned, the cafes, the restaurants, the real estate, they got the budgets. The tradespeople, cafes, there are certain industries of your templates that won't buy videos because the cost to produce a video is more than they would want to pay. Whereas if you can do a templated one at a lower price, you can hit that whole marketplace everyone else is missing at the moment because their time is too much to get the price point down to the price point that the people in the cafes and the trades will actually pay. That would be my opinion.
I guess that is something that we could do. I mean, usually I like to talk to people and really find out their needs and so on. But between all the various technologies that we have, between the choose your own path and the personalized, we actually have probably thousands that we've done that basically could be templates.
And I can guarantee you don't need to speak to anyone whether there would be a demand for that. If you can bring the price of video production down for that mass market small business, I guarantee you there's a demand for it. Not only is there a demand for it for bringing the price down for the smaller SMEs, I know there's a demand on it because I've spoken to a number of people about these sort of opportunities in the past, and I can't get creatives to get the price point down low enough. I think you can. I think you're the man that can because you've got so many different technology solutions that a lot of the video people haven't got, but you're the man to be able to do it. You've been doing what you do since the 80s. Which means you've got the experience to do it as well. And you've got the back catalogue as well, which you've got all of the component parts a lot of other people can't do. But I've been visualising a product like this for a while. It can be bought online, automated. Just put in a form of five things to make it tailored. And then it's a mass market, lowly costing product, which hits all of the SMEs, but also, more importantly, it's all of the social media marketing, because you need lots of good videos on social media to be interesting, but the cost point for video is too much at the moment for most businesses. They have a massive portfolio or selection of video for their social media, whereas if you produce lower cost social media videos, then there will be a lot of companies who would subscribe to that type of product, because they all need content for their social media. It's just at the moment, they're all making the content themselves through their phone video, because that's the only thing that's cost productive, if you like, and because no one who's professionally producing videos has brought the price point down low enough to make it work on social media.
Well, also what's great about our video templates is there are actually templates that are proven out in the market. Someone has actually used them.
Yeah,
so they're not always just, oh, gee, we'll throw this together. We'll throw this together because we think this might be a neat thing to do for industry A or B. These are actually things that have been used by companies. Yeah. So anyway, anyone in any particular niche, please get in touch with us. And actually that's the first step we go through is, or maybe the first or one and a half step is, we find out what their needs are, and then we do look at our catalog and see, do we already have something put together for that industry? And then see if that's something, the client thinks they can use, or maybe they want to create something from scratch. So that is one of our first decision points when we actually have a meeting with the client, is that actual point that you're mentioning.
Yeah, brilliant, brilliant. So, I know lots of people who would pay something like £1,200 a year, to have maybe 12 videos, that were templated, but just allowed them to market a video 1 month and then change it on their social media to another one and then another one and another one each month, So just to keep the social media interesting rather than it being overly repetitive,
Oh yeah, well that's something that we do. I haven't even gotten to all that. We do a lot of social media management for companies, and you're correct that one of the things that you need to do in social media is constantly change your content, constantly post new content. You need to keep your social media fresh so people keep coming back. And the same thing with your website. In fact, we actually build what we call dynamic websites, where on the front page, for instance, you might have a product of the moment block on your website, which every time somebody refreshes the page, they may see that change to a different product. Or if you're if you're a coach or a consultant, you might see, here's the idea of the week for what, you know, whatever industry that you're in. And every time you're either daily or each day, each week, or even each moment you refresh the page, you would see maybe another concept pop up. So yeah, we can do the same thing with video as well. And posting new content is critical.
Definitely. It's got to be the way. It's got to be the way forward for most businesses. And that's the thing, is that, you know, as a solution provider myself, I see these problems in the marketplace where individual one-off bespoke video people try and charge SMEs 500 quid. They're not going to pay for it because they're not going to get the return on it. You know, a large corporate will pay 500 quid, 800 quid, 1,000 pound, 1,500 pound, because it'll cover its cost. But, you know, smaller companies like cafes and tradespeople and that sort of thing, they're looking at it thinking, I've got to do, like, you know, 50 sales of coffee, or I've got to do, you know, 10 installations or something before I even covered my cost of the video. Like, you know, you need people, you need the price point to be brought down.
Yeah, well, like I said, that's my passion, and that's something we actually do. Is even on content we create from scratch, like I mentioned, we have a very low price point for that. But when we can reuse one of our templates, you're correct, it brings the cost down that much more. And very typically, even with a lot of small businesses, we actually do have people that will sign on for a yearly contract, which, see, the way I look at it, it's called beneficial, that, hey, if you're going to commit that you'll use us, you know, for a year, we're going to give you a benefit too. You know, we'll obviously get our price down for you to make it more affordable for you, because, hey, you're guaranteeing us work, and we're going to guarantee that we work with you. So it's called beneficial. You know, we have some people that start off at first as a one-off, and then they're like, wow, this is working great. And then they sign up for, you know, various contracts, quarterly, semi-annually, or we've even had people sign 5-year contracts with us. So it's a whole hodgepodge. And but my mission is to get this technology in the hands of small business, because so often they're passed over. It's like, oh, if you're an enterprise, you can afford this, but if you're small business, forget it. And that's a difference that we're making, is we're making it affordable for small business. And I want to help small businesses stay in business, and not only stay in business, but actually grow, even during these challenging times.
Well, that's a mission that I'm on as well. So I think we definitely can do something. So thanks very much for sharing all of that information and all of the screenshots and everything else. It's been great having you on my podcast. We'll have a couple of minutes off air after as well. But for now, just thanks very much for coming on, and have a great day.
You too. Keep smiling, everybody.
Cheers. Bye-bye.